JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, clinic services in the Denham Town Zone of Special Operations to be extended. And later, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Don't make diseases spread. Wash your hands with soap and water instead. Wash them regular or use a hand sanitizer. Make sure the germs them dead. Touching your eyes or your mouth or your nose. Wash your hands before you do things like those. After you use the bathroom before preparing food, come on, wash your hand them clean. Cause it's so easy for germs multiply. You better wash your hands, it can save your own life. Wash your hand them clean, no bother spreading a disease. No, hand washing is key.
The Ministry of Health will be expanding its public health services in the Denham Town community with the staging of weekend clinics at the Community Health Center beginning this month. Primary services to be provided include prenatal and postnatal care, general medical checks, among others. The initiative falls under the services being executed by the Social Intervention Committee operating as part of the Zone of Special Operations, ZOSO, established on October 17.
Because one of the key areas that of concern was that even though a type 3 health center exists in Denham Town, because of the borders, quote unquote, you never had universal access to that type 3 health center. And so one of the areas we're strengthening is the Ministry of Health now are going to begin offering weekly weekend clinics at the center for the period at least of the ZOSO.
Deputy Chairman of the ZOSO Social Intervention Committee and Managing Director of the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, Omar Sweeney. The Ministry of Health operates a Type 3 health facility in the community, but residents have experienced difficulty in accessing the services due to violence in the community. The Denham Town Zone of Special Operations, set to expire on December 15, will be extended for another 60 days. Other activities happening this weekend in the Denham Town ZOSO include a fun run being hosted by the Joint Forces on Sunday, December 10. The 3-kilometer run will span the communities of Denham Town and Hannahtown. The Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport this week launched the National Strategic Action Plan to eliminate gender-based violence in Jamaica. The action plan, a major deliverable under Vision 2030 Jamaica, sets out a comprehensive national program targeting 5 strategic priority areas for the elimination of gender-based violence. Visit vision2030.gov.jm or call 906-446324 to learn more. It's now time for our Glimpses of Jamaica segment with Shelly-Ann Irving.
My favorite part of Christmas is to bake with my mommy. I've been doing it since I was like 10 years old, and we're going to be doing that this year, so I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, so we bake it from scratch, and we either sell it or we give it out to our close friends and families as our gift to them for Christmas.
And as we enter the Yuletide season, what's your favorite glimpse of Christmas past? Share it with Jamaica by calling 926-374026 or email us at radio@jis.gov.jm and have your memory aired during our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. On our community notice board, the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, is reminding the public to look out for sea turtle hatchlings, which may now be emerging on beaches around the island as turtle nesting season comes to an end. Continued beach cleanup activities to remove garbage also helps to ensure the survival of the hatchlings. If you spot any young turtles on the beach, call NEPA toll-free at 1-888-991-5005 or at 754-7540. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us next time as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.